Mrs. Emma Haddad, Director General Tatiana Volovaya, Ambassador Lotte Knudsen, friends and colleagues. On this day, 77 years ago, the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp was liberated by the Allied forces from the Nazis and their collaborators. Auschwitz, the largest of the Nazis' extermination camps. Auschwitz, a place where over 1 million Jews and other victims of the Holocaust were dehumanized, starved, gassed, and burned. Auschwitz, hell on earth. Auschwitz also symbolizes the final solution, the Nazis' policy of systematic mass murder of the Jewish people. So marking today here the liberation means celebrating light over darkness. The Holocaust took the lives of two-thirds of European Jewry, two-thirds, 6 million people, 6 million lives. Today we mourn every community. Every family, and every name, every individual. Dear friends, 77 years have passed, and every year that goes by, we sadly lose more survivors. Soon, we will lose this generation, and with it, the last of the first account of Holocaust, first-hand account. This is why preserving memory is more important than ever. Memorializing atrocities and the Holocaust in particular teaches our societies what extreme levels of cruelty, of violence can be achieved if racism, tyranny, and the intolerance are not uprooted and eliminated. I would like to thank very much Mrs. Emma Haddad for coming here today from very far to share with us her story. I'm particularly moved to see in this room her family, the different generations, including one of her great nephews, Nathan, who is a member of our team here in Geneva. This is proof that life prevails. However, we must ensure that memory is passed on, that when we say never again, it's not empty words. Alarmingly, even after listening to powerful accounts and testimonies, Holocaust denial and distortion still occurs today. In 2005, I was in New York when the General Assembly passed a resolution on Holocaust remembrance. It stated that the Holocaust will forever be a warning to all people of the dangers of hatred, bigotry, racism, and prejudice. It rejected any form of Holocaust denial and designated today as a day of Holocaust remembrance. I still remember that day. The room was full of survivors. It was emotional to see them all in one room, and I was very honored to be part of it. It felt like the UN has passed a resolution that recognizes the importance of remembrance and gave dignity both to those who were murdered during the Holocaust and those who survived in the room and across the world. And there, more than ever, I could feel the importance for the Jewish people to have its own state, the State of Israel. I was extremely pleased that last week, the United Nations General Assembly adopted an Israeli-German-led resolution on Holocaust denial and distortion. It calls on states to develop programs to educate future generations on Holocaust and urges social media companies to take active measures to combat anti-Semitism. It is the first time that Holocaust denial and distortion was defined in a UN document. It must serve as a litmus test to all UN member states. It must be used to stop Holocaust denial for good. Sadly, not all states applauded this landmark decision. One country chose to speak out against it, this country known for its Holocaust denial and anti-Semitism, has once again shown itself to be an international pariah. It must be condemned. It must not be allowed to spread its hatred across the Middle East and the world. If individuals and even countries today continue to distort historical facts about Holocaust, we must ask ourselves, what chances do we have when the survivors are gone? To have a chance, we must act now. We must double our efforts to document their stories. We must educate and ensure that this history is accurately told again and again and again. This must be done to combat the surge of anti-Semitism and racism across the world. In the last year, we have witnessed horrific anti-Semitic attacks on the streets. We have seen Jewish property vandalized. We have seen Jewish graves destroyed. We have witnessed worshippers held hostage in synagogues. We must not shy away from our responsibilities. We must act. International organizations here in Geneva must ask themselves, what do they do and what more needs to be done? The world looks at us to combat racism, prevent mass atrocities, and ensure human rights for all. Organizations in Geneva must deliver. They must step up to combat the rise of anti-Semitism and hatred. We must never forget our responsibilities. As historian Ian Kershaw said, British historian, the road to Auschwitz was built by hate, but paved by indifference. Letting the Holocaust and its lessons be forgotten would be a resounding act of indifference. As the last survivors pass away, it is time for us to take up the mantle. It is time for us to speak out on behalf of those who cannot do so anymore, just as they did for those who passed before them. Thank you.